And how do you see the future?
I see the future is good. She's doing her best to sort of monitor the illness, and she does her best to cope with the illness. But of course, it always is a bit of a worry. I always sort of worry about perhaps her eyesight. She sometimes tends to sort of be squinting a lot, but she does spend an awful lot of time on the computer screen, which obviously doesn't help in the best of circumstances. So that's put an extra strain on the eyes, and maybe sort of careful with her feet or whatever, which obviously is another big issue. But yeah, I think she looks after herself as well as she can do. So you've just got to hope for the best, but of course it's always a worry, like anything, and you've just got to take each day as it goes.
When I recorded her mother's memories this morning, which obviously go back much further, she sounded much more anxious than you. What would you attribute that to?
Well, I think it must have been very, very different for her mum and dad back in the days when she was sort of diagnosed with diabetes, because that would have been around 1977-ish, I would guess. And in those days, of course, diabetes was sort of not very well known. People didn't understand it. In fact, I believe people used to think you could catch it from someone. How ironic that sounds, but yeah, I guess because they've had to go through that, and in the early days, I believe Joanne went into a coma, so I can see her being a lot more anxious and sort of seeing Jo probably in a lot worse states than I've ever seen her, purely because they didn't really know what was going on back in the early stages. So they didn't know how to cope with it, and obviously didn't have a clue what the problems were. So yes, I guess having gone through that, they've seen a very different sort of side to it, a lot more dangerous side than I've ever seen, because now it's sort of she's coping with it a lot better and things are understood a lot better. So yeah, I guess I'm a lot more relaxed about it.
So what would your message be to someone who is thinking of getting together with someone with diabetes?
Well, strangely enough, the question sort of sounds really weird, because it's almost as if people think it's going to be completely someone different. I don't know. It's, my understanding of diabetes now is it's so a lot better controlled, and you not necessarily even know that there's anything wrong with the person. So I could sort of, a message to anyone would be like, yeah, it can be sort of a bit difficult at times, etc. But usually, certainly in Joanne's case, she's managed to cope with it and look after it more herself than anything. And you probably wouldn't even know that she's got diabetes. So as far as controlling your lives, it really doesn't, and no problems whatsoever, and definitely should never let any that sort of put you off anyone, definitely.